Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for all of our upcoming events and programs, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. I have on the show today Joe Thine, CEO of Animas Surgical Hospital, and also Robin Serbosik. No, I pronounced it wrong. We even talked about this before I went on the air. Pronounce your last name.
Good try. Serbosik.
Serbosik, I told you as soon as we go on, as soon as I read it. So Robin Serbosik, team lead at Animas Surgical Center at Escalante and operating room registered nurse. You've been with ASH for 8 years and extensive patient care experience. So thank you both for joining me.
You're welcome. Great to be with you, Jack.
Well, and we're recording this via Zoom, so if people hear that little, you know, pregnant pause or whatever, it's just part of that, you know, Zoom awkwardness. But tell me, you guys opened your surgical center there at Escalante. It is, it's the Rocket Medical Center. It looks awesome. Who wants to talk about that first and a little bit of the history?
Well, I'll get us started. You know, Animas Surgical Hospital at our Rivergate campus has been a part of the community for over 16 years now. And the hospital actually was a surgery center first, located on North Main near where Peerless Gas is. And, you know, the community had a need for a second hospital in the town. And so the original founders of that surgery center built the hospital and opened it 16 years ago. It's now got an emergency room. We have an urgent care and an internal medicine practice. But over that 16 years, the hospital has continued to grow as our community has, and the need for additional space to provide surgical services has grown. And so it was really natural for us to continue to look at how we'd meet that community need and to return somewhat to our roots by opening up another outpatient surgery center, and really excited to be doing that over at the Rocket Medical Plaza.
So, and again, I mean, I it's been fun watching the building go up, and I had told somebody, it may have been Moss Pemmer, I said, I really like the stairs and how that opened, you know, you can see into the building. I think that's so neat with the architectural design. But you know, I want to ask Robin, tell us a little bit about your background and your new role at Animas Surgical Center over at Escalante.
Sure. I was born in Farmington, born and raised, and from the Four Corners area. So I've been a nurse for as long as Animas has been in existence, just not in this facility. I went to school at UNM and got my bachelor's degree in nursing down there. And then I moved out to San Diego. I thought I wanted to be a beach girl. I worked at Scripps Medical Center and in the ICU at UCSD. But the mountains called me back to Colorado, so I moved to Vail, and I worked up in Vail Valley for a while before meeting my future husband and wanting to come back to the Four Corners area with the unique community that Durango offers, and just a little bit more substantial than the transient tourist center of Vail. So we came to Durango, and I got a job at Animas, and I've worked here for the last 8 years, and I love it, and I don't want to work anywhere else. So now I have held several different roles here at the facility, and I've been working in the operating room as the charge nurse. And so now I'm excited for this new opportunity at the surgery center here and to get back in front of some patients and not be just hiding in the OR all the time.
Nice, nice. And so what are some of the features with the new ambulatory surgery center? What will it feature? And yeah, what type of, you know, cases will it handle?
Sure. So we are planning to start the facility with ear, nose, and throat. We are working with Dr. Wiley, Dr. Shackle, and Dr. Kane, and their two practices. We are also going to be offering orthopedics with a specialty in hand surgery. So we have several surgeons that are able to come and offer that service here at the facility, with hopes to expand those services as we get up and running and learn our capabilities a little bit more.
And this is all open to everybody in our community, right?
Absolutely. Yes. So it's the idea of an ASC is fast paced, easy access, quick discharge type of surgery. That would be the benefit of getting these procedures in an ASC versus a hospital type of setting.
Okay. And then, and part of the uniqueness of this, as I understand it, is that it's physician owned. So talk a little bit about that, maybe Joe, with how that works and the value of an independent local hospital.
So Animas Surgical Hospital came out of a desire for local physicians to have more influence on how they're delivering care for their patients. And so when the hospital was formed more than 16 years ago, it was started with a local group of physicians and has continued to maintain a very strong local ownership. We have a corporate partner, but the governance and the oversight of the hospital is largely led by the physician leaders in the organization. So it's great to have those that are at the bedside also making decisions about the facility and its capabilities and what's really needed for surgeons and physicians to care for a patient. It also creates a responsibility for us as managers and for clinical care providers to empower those surgeons and to really make sure that their voice is a part of how we grow and how we deliver care. And so, you know, again, part of opening up a surgery center has been a desire on the part of our medical staff and our owners and their willingness to expand and take that risk and invest.
And I'm just curious, so will the emergency care room stay at the old facility?
Yep. So the hospital will remain at the Rivergate campus, and the emergency department is part and parcel of the hospital as a whole. And so we'll continue to provide those emergency services that we have. A lot of patients we can treat in an emergency room and discharge home. Many that have an injury, if they need surgery, can have surgery here. And occasionally we have to transfer a patient to a higher level of care, whether that's within our community or within the region.
Okay. I'm curious, you know, as we, I call it, emerge from the COVID cocoon and all my other jackisms that you've heard me say on our task force calls, Joe, but what has your facility's role been throughout the pandemic? I know you've been on a lot of those task force calls, Joe, but yeah, what are some of the other things that ASH has been doing?
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey over the last year, and happy we get to maybe look at part of this in the rearview mirror. And think about what we've done over the last year. So, you know, a little over a year ago, the first thing we were doing was planning for a potential medical surge and trying to understand how our facility might be caring for COVID patients within our walls. And fortunately, because of the great community and the response we have, our hospital systems didn't get overwhelmed in the region, and we didn't have to care for COVID patients within our walls. That allowed us to really focus our facility on delivering care for surgical patients. We're a purpose-built facility for surgery. And so we also focused on how we would meet that need in a really safe manner. And as we were able to resume elective surgeries, we're really well prepared to do that, keep our staff safe, keep our patients safe. Beyond that, we really looked at, you know, our role as a local part of the community and what we needed to do outside of our walls. Last summer, we played a really active role in community testing. We partnered with Cedar Diagnostics, with the health department to provide training and supplies and PPE so that community testing could start when the supplies were available. We continued that effort throughout the summer and the fall. And then we looked kind of around October, November at the prospects of a vaccine being available. And again, we worked with neighboring hospitals, the state of Colorado, with our local public health department to make available a cold store freezer within our hospital. So for the first several months, we were the only ultra cold store place for Pfizer's vaccine. And we were distributing that to multiple hospitals, vaccine providers, the community-led effort. We were a vaccine provider ourselves. And then earlier this year, we spun up a mobile vaccine clinic and have been going out to employers and events. Just this weekend, we were at the Iron Horse Bicycle Classic, vaccinating members of the community. And so we've really tried to play a role out in the community beyond just what we do within our own walls.
When I'm just checking something, I mean, Animas River Days, true Western roundup, 11th Street Station, which is coming up on Saturday, June 19th from 4 to 7. So you truly are reaching out into the community, it sounds like, and providing the vaccinations and information so people can understand the importance of it.
Yeah, and Jack, it's all you mentioned, you know, both of our participation on some of the economic recovery efforts over the last year. And, you know, as we've thought about our role as a vaccine provider, we've thought about it not just the health and wellness of the individuals being vaccinated, but also the health and wellness of our business community. You know, having individuals that are vaccinated allows them to safely return to work, allows us to continue to help local businesses, have employees that are working, earn a living, support one another, and support those who are coming to visit our community. And so we've really viewed our role as a local business of how do we support our fellow local businesses, not just the health and wellness of the individuals we're caring for.
Yeah. So I want to ask Robin a couple of questions. What do you just love about your job? Because I'm sure there's never a day that's the same, but what do you love about your profession?
Well, you kind of nailed it there for me, Jack. I like that the scenery is ever changing, whether it's the patients or the facility or the job at hand, it's always changing. And that's what really drew me to nursing. And so this new facility at Animas Surgical Escalante is really exciting to me because it's something that I haven't specifically done. But throughout my career, I feel like all of the previous hats that I've worn have really honed me in for this job. And it's just kind of a really exciting time for me to be able to put all of those skills together and wear this new hat.
And then when you're looking at this, are there challenges you see going on? You know, kind of looking in your crystal ball with, you know, with healthcare and things, what are some of the challenges you see? And I guess, what are some of the benefits? I'm sure like telemedicine. Yeah, what are some of the challenges?
Yeah, some of the challenges, you know, Joe asked me to think about a patient care time that I was very, you know, that I felt like our facility went above and beyond at. And I couldn't actually think of something super specific with an individual that we, a patient type. But as you mentioned, challenges, everybody's having these supply and demand issues and chain, you know, supply chain issues right now. And that is something that we currently deal with and have dealt with really over the past year. And it was a time when I could think of our facility really rising above and going beyond what you would consider a normal day-to-day work effort to take care of our patients and our surgeons. There was a time when we had, and Durango offers a lot of unique things with FedEx and UPS, trying our weather, snowstorms, the small city type of nature of our community. So we were unable to procure a supply needed for several patients and an eye surgeon at the hospital. And I just saw the wheels start spinning of our team and working so hard to make the phone calls and reaching out to our neighboring hospitals. We actually found the product we needed in Albuquerque. That facility was really willing to help us. We organized a courier. We got what we needed to have done so we didn't have to cancel surgery. And that was really a special, you know, situation that I saw so much teamwork happening within our walls that I think makes Animas unique. We're small enough that we all know each other. We get to hang out in the break room. We want to scratch each other's backs. We know our family members, and that's what's kind of special about our facility in both locations or in all of our locations.
Well, I'm gonna pause you there because we're, you know, running out of time here. But I just, Joe, Robin, I want to thank you both for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me. And again, it's the new Animas Surgical Center over at the Animas Surgical Center at Escalante. You can't miss it. It's at 1266 Escalante Drive. And your website, what's your website?
AnimasSurgical.com. And all right. If you look at locations, you'll be able to find all of our locations.
Well, thank you, guys. And we're going to pause here real quick and thank you again. Again, Jack Lowell with the Durango Chamber, and appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you.